Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1572, Preventative Counseling, What Is It? By Alicia Janey of ModernLoveCounseling.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to ORD with me, your host and narrator, Greg Audino. This is the show that's all about improving your relationships each and every day through the reading of some of the world's best relationship content, usually composed by therapists, researchers, coaches, and the like. And let's get right into it today and see what Alicia Janey has to say about preventative counseling as we optimize your life. Preventative Counseling, What Is It? By Alicia Janey of ModernLoveCounseling.com. I still think many people have the misconception that couples counseling is only for couples who are on the verge of separating, that couples counseling is really just a last resort that requires a lazy effort and little to show for. I am beyond excited to report that through my experience as a therapist specializing in modern-day relationships, couples are voluntarily coming in with more hope and openness for their process, whatever that may look like. They aren't on the verge of breaking up. In fact, they're asking, how do we prevent separation? Or, we're pretty happy. How do we stay happy? Couples aren't wanting to come to counseling to serve as an outlet to get out of their relationship. In fact, they're coming to me to get better at being in it. Because of these couples, I've approached this concept as preventative counseling, preventing the seemingly inevitable doom of breaking up or divorcing only a few years after committing themselves to each other in a once fulfilling and happy relationship. Why is divorce or separation always an option that plagues the back of our thoughts? Well, that's a whole other topic that would take a lot more time to dissect. For the purpose of throwing this out there now, I do believe that we live in a society that fears vulnerability, and we struggle, especially as a generation, with letting our guards down and really being seen by other people. So we mask it. This is happening while we upload our good photos on social media and dating sites. This is happening when we're getting to know someone on our first date. This is even happening when we are in a long-term committed relationship. But why? It seems so simple. Stop being afraid of being you. To avoid sounding harsh here, I will admit I used to struggle with this too. I hated being vulnerable, especially with men. I hated asking for what I needed, and to be 100% frank, I always felt alone, even when I had plans every other night and friends in every direction. No one really understood me. I was tired of living in a fog where I was only portraying 45% of my true self to everyone, especially when 35% of it was usually intoxicated in some form or reacting uncontrollably to emotions that I, myself, was not prepared to face. Yes, at times I had fun, but looking back, I can't understand why I was so isolated and I didn't even realize it had everything to do with me. How did I expect others to get me and really care about me if I couldn't even let them in? I think many of my clients can relate to this, and most are coming in with the same isolating stories, even in their current long-term relationships. Because divorce and separation are always on the table, I think we tend to forget the true meaning of commitment. We want all the bells and whistles without having to personally work hard for them. We expect the other person to fulfill us, to understand us. We expect that we will just one day wake up and feel completely fearless of sharing everything to our partner, and when that day doesn't come as obviously as we had fantasized, we start to push our partner away, even more in fear of never getting there. There must be someone else out there that can make me happy and who can understand me. That may be so, but will you avoid being vulnerable with them too? So, I get it. We're humans. We are a product of living in a very privileged but inattentive society, and we can successfully strive in so many ways without having to admit our faults, failures, and insecurities to anyone, not even ourselves. Fake it till you make it, right? Well, maybe in your career that has been a helpful mantra to live by that has shown you successful outcomes. but in your relationships, not so much. I think we should start to realize that the more we fake it in our relationships, the more we mask our authentic selves to each other. And that will only continue to lead us feeling more isolated and misunderstood as human beings. Preventative counseling for couples has been, in my professional and personal opinion, one of the most rewarding approaches to helping people bridge the gap everyone at some point or situation has experienced of isolation and misunderstanding. I help couples gain the necessary tools that allow them to build a stronger, deeper foundation that secretly connects them in a much more meaningful and authentic way, thus preventing the easy go-to solution of breaking up and continuing the same cycle in their next relationship. You just listened to the post titled, Preventative Counseling, What Is It? By Alicia Janey of ModernLoveCounseling.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Wonderful post from Alicia today. Thank you so much to her for that. Preventative counseling, as she's referred to it, is indeed such a wonderful measure, and it goes such a long way in dismantling the stigma surrounding counseling and therapy. So definitely consider it. And remember, too, that there is no reason to associate Alicia's teachings here today with only couples counseling. So this can be great on an individual level, too, if things are generally going well and you're just looking to supplement your life or maintain, or perhaps prepare for anticipated changes on the horizon. You might also consider this as a business owner, for example. You know, if things are going well business-wise, you might talk to a counselor or an executive coach, perhaps, about how to keep improving as a communicator and a leader. So I'm certainly of the belief that there's never a bad time for this type of work, unless, of course, it is work that you're not willing to do or there are changes that you're not willing to make. So consider what preventative counseling might be best for you right now. It is time to wrap things up here on ORD and say goodbye to another episode, sadly. But I hope this episode got you thinking. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow for more content. That's where your optimal life awaits.